numbers here at home with Washington Week's Yamiche Alcindor at 6:10.
Exclusive reporting on a local school controversy over the handling of sexual assaults.
Loudoun County School Board sues to stop the special grand jury. I'm Neil Augenstein.
WTOP News Time, 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. What a wild ride on Wall Street today.
The bear has gone back in his cave, at least temporarily. After falling dramatically throughout the session, the S&P 500 closed higher today. That was as investors were concerned that the large U.S. index would enter a bear market. That's defined as a 20% drop from its recent high.
That's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. President Biden's on his first trip as president to Asia, where the agenda includes the global economy and national security.
The strategy so far has been to say we are open. The United States is open to talks, direct talks, in fact, with North Korea. But there hasn't been any bite, or the North Koreans have not bit on that offer. As far as how this trip could impact it, you know, it just sort of depends on North Korea's actions at this point.
That's Reuters' Jeff Mason. A community is grieving, and today they gathered to lay to rest one of the victims of the supermarket mass shooting in Buffalo. Here's CBS's Jerrica Duncan.
After days of public grieving, the first funeral was held in private for Hayward Patterson, one of the 10 people killed in the mass shooting in Buffalo.
He was a good father.
Family and friends described the 67-year-old church deacon as a kind man who gave elderly shoppers rides to the top supermarket where the shooting took place. He was the father of 12-year-old Jake, who hid his face when his mother begged for the community's support.
He will grow up fatherless.
The 18-year-old suspected shooter has been charged with first-degree murder and could face hate crime and terrorism charges.
Some relief could be in sight for stressed-out parents and caregivers looking for baby formula. Shipments from Europe are en route to the U.S. The Abbott plant in Michigan that was shut down could be back up and running again next week. In the meantime, though,
you should not try to make your own formula or watered-down formula. This can result in formula that isn't safe for the baby or isn't nutritionally adequate.
Dr. Beth Olson at the University of Wisconsin. Filling up at the gas station is going to continue to hurt. Gas buddies Patrick DeHaan.
Americans aren't slowing down consumption. Demand continues to go up even as prices are at record levels. I certainly don't see long-term sizable relief in gas prices. I think we'll probably stay with prices that are over $4.
The New Yorker says its longtime baseball writer and editor, Roger Angel, has died. He contributed hundreds of essays and stories to the magazine over a 70-year career. He was 101. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
Good evening. It is 6:03, and it's a nice one out there right now on this Friday. Yay, May the 20th, 88 degrees. Hi, I'm Hillary Howard.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story this hour was first reported by WTOP. A special grand jury will investigate the way Loudoun County handled two high-profile sex assaults at two high schools. The state's attorney general was directed to do this by Governor Glenn Youngkin, who made it a key campaign issue last year. But Loudoun County schools are pushing back in court.
The Loudoun County School Board is suing the state and Attorney General Jason Meares. The suit seeks a temporary injunction against any further actions by the special grand jury that's been convened. It says Governor Youngkin's executive order went beyond his authority and the use of the special grand jury is unlawful. It says Youngkin's executive order was a fishing expedition and the special grand jury is intended for criminal matters, not policy issues. Some of the records and testimony subpoenaed have involved LCPS transgender policy and Facebook posts. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A spokeswoman for Meares tells WTOP the investigation will continue. A spokeswoman for the governor says it is troubling the board does not want to cooperate, and she asks if what they are hiding. Neil gets into the nitty-gritty details of this controversial story on today's episode. episode of our fabulous podcast, the DMV Download. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
604, D.C. has stopped frequent COVID updates on its health website. The city's health director says workers are too stressed to handle it.
D.C.'s health director has responded to a request from the D.C. Council to investigate why the health department didn't update COVID-19 data to the CDC for almost 2 weeks. Starting back on April 27th, D.C. Health Director Dr. LaQuandra Nesbitt said that they have been providing manual and automated reports to the CDC. She said for those 2 weeks, manual reporting to the CDC was stopped, but she said it's now back to regular reporting. The council also requested that D.C. Health increase the frequency of its posts on its own website. Dr. Nesbitt said they won't be changing the frequency, citing in her letter, public health worker burnout. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Well, it's pretty darn warm out there right now, even reaching into the low 90s in some places. And it's only going to be getting hotter with an extra dose of humidity through the weekend. So we really are talking about some dangerous weather, and a lot of us are not acclimated for it. So it's an important time to think about the signs of heat stroke.
You're in trouble. It's an emergency when you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat, a rapid, strong pulse, feel dizzy or confusion, and have an oral temperature greater than 103.
Get to the closest emergency room or dial 911.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says to avoid getting sick from the heat, seek shade, take breaks, stay hydrated, and avoid caffeine and alcohol. Also,
don't rely on your fan as your primary cooling device, because fans create an airflow, and that gives you a false sense of comfort. They actually do not reduce your body temperatures.
Christy King, WTOP News.
A service slowdown on Metro's green and yellow lines should be better next week when more train operators are back on the job. They were out this week to take hands-on classes and get recertified on rail yard and track safety. Now, trains will arrive every 15 minutes now to at each green and yellow line station starting Monday. And at stations serviced by both lines from Greenbelt and L'Enfant Plaza, trains will arrive every 7 to 8 minutes. Meantime, red line trains will continue running every 10 minutes. Blue, orange, and silver will continue to operate every 20 minutes or less.
WTOP News Time 6:06. Keep it here. After traffic and weather, the president begins his first trip to Asia as commander-in-chief, and his new poll numbers are not good. We'll talk about it all with Washington Week's Yamiche Alcindor.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done, and you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first, and Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done with 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath and Tile. You've seen those ads where a company covers over your old bathtub and tile walls with a molded plastic tub. Here's a